K-Rock, hello. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just had a quick comment I wanted to make in regards to your program.
Certainly. Can I have your name, please?
Robert Margoline.
Yes, Mr. Margoline. Yes, sir. How can I help you?
I wanted to say that the local media is god-awful, and you're a big part of that.
What are you talking about now? Why are you coming at me? I come on here, Haney and I come on here 5 days a week, do a show, and I'm a big part of bad media? What?
I don't believe I stuttered. I said, if I must repeat myself, what I said,
yes, sir,
was that the local media is god-awful, and you're a big part of that.
Why am I a big part of that? Explain, talk to me.
Turned it on.
Yes, sir.
And I'm hearing a whole bunch of talk about the skunk ape and
yes,
a bunch of nonsense and a complete and total waste of my time.
So you think talking about the skunk monkey, the skunk ape, is a waste of time?
How long are you going to beat that into the ground?
Well,
how long are you going to beat it into the ground?
The news agencies are picking up. There's film footage.
Well,
I mean, you got to report on stuff like that.
And I'll say it again. The local media is god-awful, and you're a big part of that.
You know, I don't know. You know, you bring up a question,
you know,
sir.
They've got a big article today about how the Alzheimer's is turning into an epidemic. And I did not hear
what's
a word.
Wrong?
Did not hear a word about it. And
because I'm trying to, you know, Alzheimer's, that's sad. That's a downer. I want to go.
That may be. But
you sound like you got Alzheimer's.
You've got a responsibility.
Oh, for crying out loud.
As a public institution.
Institution.
To inform the public. And I believe.
So you don't.
I believe in my heart.
Yeah?
That you have a vendetta against seniors.
Come on. So you think it's bad reporting, bad news to talk about the skunk monkey? You think that that's bad and that gives media a bad name?
Is that the local media is god-awful.
Oh, God.
And you're a big part of that.
Do you think it's irresponsible reporting to talk about this skunk monkey stuff? It's on all the news. It's on TV, on radio. And this guy, what was your name again, sir?
Robert Margoline.
Thinks that the media in this town's god-awful, and by reporting on stuff like that, that I'm part of the problem.
If you're willing to
what?
To listen.
I'm not one.
And learn.
You just keep saying the same thing.
Who has lived just a little bit more life than you.
Right,
have.
And I should be talking about Alzheimer's.
And what?
I should be talking about Alzheimer's. What is your problem? I got to go to the phones.
I can give you a few pointers.
No.
If you don't know how to do your job.
You ever been in radio? You ever been in the news business?
Sir.
Then keep your mouth shut.
I got a little more brains than God gave a monkey.
K-Rock, hello. You're on the air.
Stan, I don't know about this guy, but I lived in Naples for 20 years, and I like to be informed about stuff like this.
Yeah, yeah. See, now I'm serving the community.
No, you're not serving the community.
What are you talking about? This gentleman just said that he'd like to know about it. What? Don't use that kind of language on my show.
Stan, if people like him, when they started open at Hooters in Naples, they closed it down, those seniors, they get together.
That's right.
As people like him, I don't hear nobody complaining about stuff like that.
You listen to me there, Carlos.
Hey, that happens to be one of my listeners.
I know how you people think.
You know how these people, what people? What? That he might be a Spanish American?
Yeah, if you want to listen.
He might be a racist senior. I think he might be a little racist.
I think he is.
Yeah, I know how you people are. I'm worried about it.
At what age are you allowed to pull out of your driveway at any way you want without looking?
I don't know. I don't speak Spanish.
Now stop that.
Last time I looked, the damn Stars and Stripes is flying over the post office and not some piñata.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Stan, I don't know what this guy's problem is, but that skunk monkey is big news, and I, as a person in the community, want to hear about it.
You want to hear about it. I mean, they got a film of it, all the local stations.
People.
Apparently, you're you're not batting very well here, Robert Margolin.
I mean, what
Robert
did this guy
Margolin?
Do when he was working?
Yeah.
You got rocks in your head.
Let me ask you something, caller. Do you want to hear about Alzheimer's
no,
on this show?
No, I don't want to hear about Alzheimer's. I want to hear about Alzheimer's. I read in the paper.
That's
I want
right.
to hear about the skunk.
Well, I want to be entertained a little bit.
That's right.
I don't know what all this
That's
talk
news.
Is about.
That's news. I mean,
what
did you do, Sir Robert, when you were working?
Yeah, what did you do for a living, Mr. Margolin?
For the Fuller Brush Company.
The Fuller Brush Company? What, were you a salesman?
Yeah. I had a territory that spanned the whole Midwest region.
Now, do you think that's interesting?
I mean, as a person in this
community, I want to hear about that.
Well, let me tell you something. It put food on my family's table, and it paid my taxes to put your ass through college.
Yeah, somebody like yourself, you're probably one of those retired seniors that doesn't want to pay taxes
That's
anymore.
Right. You feel you shouldn't have to.
I feel if I put my money into the system, and I don't need to build schools for your brats.
Oh, come on. What is your problem?
I've raised
now,
my
now
family.
We're getting into personal things about how you feel about paying taxes and what put food on your table,
oh,
and
I
you're telling me that the media's god-awful.
Bastard son of a bitch. Is that the local media is god-awful.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm just reporting on what people want. I'm just reporting on what people want to hear about, and so aren't the TV stations.
Hey, if you want to put on a show that people would listen to,
yeah.
Why don't you do a horoscope or something that people's interested
what,
in?
What, do you pick up a newspaper? You come from a day and age before radio and TV. You pick up a newspaper. You know how to read, don't you?
Well,
you dumbass.
I remember when
you dumbass
when radio had something to offer. They'd have programs.
You're right, programs. Programs. Like who? Amos and Andy?
The one that I enjoyed, and you can still get tapes of it.
What?
You ought to run it.
What?
Tales of the Texas Ranger.
Right, and I ought to run him.
Uh-huh.
You're right.
And would it kill you to do a horoscope?
K-Rock.
Maybe give out a weather forecast.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think you need to take Bob down there and tie him to a tree and use him for skunk egg bait.
they don't like you.
Well, I don't like them either. I don't like all of these backward-ass rednecks. If it wasn't for the sunshine, y'all could...
Backward-ass rednecks. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Vermont.
Then what are you doing down here?
I ran the Midwest Territory for the Fuller Brush
Company.
Then
what are you doing down here?
Neither here nor there. Anybody with the sense that God gave a damn monkey
but I guess,
knows that you're wasting the public's time.
I guess talking about out in the Great West, the Sasquatch, the Bigfoot out there might interest
that's
you.
A bunch of hooey.
Right, and so that's all wrong to report on.
You can go on and...
I should put on old-time radio shows,
yes,
talk
sir.
About Alzheimer's,
maybe
a horoscope.
And maybe give what the weather is.
And what the weather is.
Uh-huh.
It's the same every day. It's going to probably start raining in a little while.
Well, you're supposed to be in the information business.
Right, I'm providing information for my listeners.
You know that over the weekend that they had the first colored woman... to win the tennis match.
Colored woman.
Since Dorothy Gibson.
Colored woman. They happen to be called African Americans.
Well, says who?
Says society.
You're getting above your racing.
K-Rock,
it's
hello.
It's about time that you showed a little respect to the seniors that is out here.
Right. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Stan.
Yes, sir.
I think Robert's got Alzheimer's.
I think he does.
Because we're talking about the skunk monkey.
I know.
Not spanking the monkey.
You are. You are really swaying off the subject, Robert.
Well, I wish every once in a while I'd hear something about Medicaid and Medicare.
Then listen to some show that appeals to that.
A crisis.
You know?
And I don't hear a thing about it.
Call, me,
is,
call me crazy,
is,
sir.
There's all this willy-nilly talk about some skunk of mine.
Call me crazy, sir. We like to appeal to an audience that still has a heartbeat. Okay?
So,
instead of Medicare and Alzheimer's and all you people dropping off the far end.
Why do you have such a vendetta against Satan?
Ah, shut up.
Florida, sure. Southwest Florida sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon.
This is not a test. If this were an actual test, we would have told you otherwise. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Wednesday afternoon, or as I like to call it. Can I just make an announcement? We're in the 21st century of multimedia. Radio, TV, cinema, shortwave.
Excuse me. I demand equal time.
What?
For our Arizona listeners.
Yeah.
McSally. You said cinema.
Yeah.
I'll say McSally.
Theater. Dave the Waterman.
Oh.
Call the program director of this radio station and call the guy from the music studio that was willing to give you a second chance because he's rescinded that offer because he hasn't heard from you.
Nobody's maybe, heard from him.
Maybe on the radio. You got a radio somewhere because you're not answering texts. You're not answering phone calls. You're not answering anybody.
Well, now his dad's going to yell at him. His boss is going
right.
to yell at him.
They should. They should. Just I want to throw that out there. Maybe the dimwit is listening to the radio. He likes to hear his voice.
No,
on the radio.
It won't be him. It will be people around him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And many of them treat him the same way you do.
Rightfully so. If your supervisor, if somebody that in your music end is willing to throw money at you and you ignore them.
So you want Big Daddy V to get involved and berate him?
He should. That's my opinion. Should have done that when he was, you know, 10. Speaking of 10.
Bo Derek.
Yeah, oh, you're damn right. Somebody posted this on social media, and the problem is, and the bad thing is, I remember it. They posted a McDonald's menu from 1972.
Nice.
Now, I was 10 years old in 1972, and McDonald's, I mean, obviously, we make more money, we spend more money, but to look at the menu... McDonald's back in the early 70s used to have a thing that you would go in for a dollar and get a burger, a fry, a drink, and you get change back from your dollar.
Well, I believe, weren't we still on the gold standard?
Yeah, pretty close. This, look at what they had on the menu. 1972, that's a Big Mac was still new.
But you could time travel back as far as 1972, go into a McDonald's and feel perfectly comfortable, though.
Yep. Quarter pounder with cheese, 70 cents. Quarter pounder, 60 cents. The delicious.
The what?
Delish Big Mac, 65 cents. Filet of fish, 48 cents.
Oh, look at that.
Cheeseburger, 33 cents.
33 cent cheeseburger.
Hamburger, 28 cents. Carton of milk, 20 cents. They didn't have the number value meals yet. You ordered off the menu. Large fry, 46 cents. Small fry, 26 cents. Deep fried apple pie, 26 cents.
How about this next one?
Cup of coffee, 15 cents. Hot chocolate, 15 cents. You want a delicious McDonald's milkshake? In chocolate, strawberry, vanilla, or coffee flavor, 35 cents. Coca-Cola, root beer, orangeade, small, 15 cents. Large, 20 cents. And here's something.
But you gotta remember, a large in 1972 would be like a small now.
Correct. At least like a medium. Now, I don't remember the triple ripple ice cream cone. I don't remember the triple ripple. I would assume vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, triple ripple. 20 cents.
Yeah, I don't recall it.
So you could literally, in 1972, order a cheeseburger, you could order a cheeseburger, French fries, and a soda, and get change back for your dollar. And I remember it. That's the sad thing about it. I remember it.
Yeah, I ate it, but I was only six, so I didn't really understand the concept of
what it was. And I remember my grandmother at that time, the German that she was, the stingy German.
Boy, you have so many different ethnicities that are at war in you.
Oh, yeah. I remember that she took me to McDonald's, and she ordered me. They didn't have Happy Meals back then either. She ordered me a hamburger, French fries, and a drink. And I remember asking her, instead of the hamburger, could I have a quarter pounder? I wanted, because they were advertising it and how big and thick and juicy, and I was denied. She said, you don't need that, and at 60 cents, it was too expensive.
Mm-hmm. And I remember being fascinated, because I would always get, you know, a cheeseburger, and I'd see the adults, and my cheeseburger was just wrapped up.
Yeah, in the paper wrapping.
And everybody else got these big containers. And I thought, I want to be a man. I want a man-sized sandwich. Yep. No. Man. You'll have your cheeseburger.
Yep, that's what I was told, too. And they'd give you the Big Mac and a big styrofoam.
Mm-hmm.
Big styrofoam.
Because styrofoam is very effective.
Now, I want to know, because somebody pointed this out on the Absolute Law text line, and I agree with you. what was the average income, Junior,
mm-hmm.
for a person in 1972, and what was the and what is the current average income? I don't know what the current average income is.
It depends on where you are.
I know, but let's go nationwide. The United States income in 20 what's this year? 2018 versus the national average income in 1972. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because not only are you looking at this, and it is the cost of living and what you're making. But I talked to one of our...
Well, look at the price of cars. In
well, that's what I'm going to go. I said I talked to one of my car buddies one time. This was about 4 or 5 years ago. Salesman from one of the dealerships. And I said, I remember as a kid, you could get a car for $2,000, $3,000 in the early 70s, brand new. But now, as cost of living goes up, you're looking at an average cost of a car, maybe like $30,000.
Yeah.
I said, when did it cross the line? When did it go where luxury and all? Because car manufacturers had to put in a lot of safety things, too. Airbags and all these bumper resistant stuff.
Well, which and brought the MPG. Price
of the car. And miles per gallon. And he said mid-80s. In the mid-1980s, that's when all the regulations and all of the stuff were coming in that kind of like separated what your income was versus what the sticker price of something was. What was the average income in 1972?
In 1972, average household income was $7,000, $130.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa, what?
Yeah, about $7,000, it says.
Well, in that case, McDonald's was pretty expensive.
Yeah, man. Like today, in 2018, it's about $56,000.
Oh, geez. I might have to stand corrected. That menu might be, you know, nice and nostalgic, but if you're taking home $7,000 a year?
For a family.
For a family of four?
Yeah.
That was the average income.
That's what it's saying.
Here's it. My dad's mortgage, well, it's all, I guess it's all relative.
It is.
My dad's mortgage payment, it was $50 in 1972. All relative. Dad made $11,000 a year. In 1972, I worked at McDonald's. Oh, I got 75 cents an hour. I rode my horse daily to and from work. Let's see that happen today. Love you guys, signed Paul.
So he'd be stretching it for 1 hour's pay to get him lunch.
Yeah. What was minimum wage when I said? I think it was like $2.35 or something like that. $2.35 an hour when I
started. It was lower than that, I guarantee it.
What was the U.S.
minimum? $2.32.
I want to know. I started working. I turned 16 in 1978. What was the minimum? The federal minimum wage in 1978. Federal minimum wage in 1978.
$2.65.
Yeah, $2.65.
I was getting ripped off.
You were probably paid under the table.
I was.
Yeah.
And he lied to me. He goes, oh yeah, that's minimum wage.
No, it was $2.65. I
remember. And this is years later than that.
And I remember it went up because I was working at the steakhouse, and it went to $2.80.
Yeah. Because this would have had to have been, what, 1980, and I was paid
it was up,
$2.32.
Really? I think it might have been $3.05 in 1980, the minimum wage. What was the minimum wage in 1980?
What do I know?
$3.10.
$3.10.
Yeah, I'm a 14-year-old kid. Yep. What do I know?
Making big money.
Sure. Yeah. I'll put on a shirt and tie and be responsible, and you say, $2.32 is minimum wage? Yep.
Anything you say, sir. We'll be back.
What a schmuck.
Stan Haney.
Sweet heaven. The Beasleys actually pay these two for this shit?
Oh, man.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. It is Wednesday, which means in about 1 hour... we will have another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney? Great prizes. We're going to make it winner's choice today about what you want to select. And one of the things that you can select is a pair of tickets to the premiere of the Queen movie.
That is supposed to be so good.
We're going to be hosting an event. I guess it will open nationwide on like Friday, November 2nd. We have a November 1st showing before anybody else sees it. And we'd like...
Because we are the champions.
Yep. And we'd like a few of our closest friends to come along with us for the premiere of the Queen movie.
It's fun when, you know, we get together with our friends. Like last when we saw Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yep. Yep. That was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, and wait till you find out where we're having the showing of this movie.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm going to let you know in a little while where the movie, where we're going to see it.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah, top shelf.
By the way, can you bring Junior up for a second?
Sure.
I was curious about something because he's 25. He is today's young man.
Yeah.
Of course, by the time we were 25, we had a lot more going on.
Yep. A lot more.
But they
No, I don't know.
Because he grinned down a bear?
Mm-hmm.
And Davey...
Are you over being mad about that now?
It's the way you used to sing it. Now, Davy Crockett died at the Alamo.
Do you know what the Alamo is?
Yeah.
Do you know what happened there or where it is?
Wasn't it like they were surrounded by Mexican soldiers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How did you know that?
History class.
So they taught it to you at some point. Was it when you were real young?
Yeah, when I was really young.
Yeah, they've done away with it now.
Yeah.
Remember the Alamo.
Oh, yeah. Jim Bowie was at the Alamo, too.
Yeah.
Didn't make it. What was that about Santa Anna and his army coming to reclaim it, make it theirs? We and said it was ours.
That was the end for them.
Old San Antone.
You know what Jim Bowie is famous for?
No, I don't.
You ever heard of a Bowie knife?
Yeah.
Sharp knife, big knife.
That's him.
That's a Jim Bowie knife.
That's what he had at the Alamo. That's how many Mexicans met there.
Yeah. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
No, I was just thinking, I don't know that they know the American heroes anymore.
Oh, yeah. You got a lot of it. Davy Crockett, Daniel Boone.
Let's see one more.
John Wayne.
Have you ever heard of Johnny Appleseed?
Yeah, I heard the name.
What about Paul Bunyan?
Yeah.
These aren't real. What are you...
What are you talking
about,
Stan?
Nothing. Paul Bunyan.
No, but these are things that we knew.
Yes, we did know. Because we had to read them. They were like little rhymes and little things that were drilled into us.
But what was it for? It was to show us how great America is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now America's the bad guy.
Yeah. Here's a bad girl. Look at, follow me. Made a lot of people mad. A girl at a high school in Northern California handed out cookies to all of her classmates. The thing that she didn't tell them was that the cookies had her grandmother's ashes in them.
Oh.
And the parents of this high school girl are livid. Because the school didn't tell them.
This girl is going around, like, telling everyone, basically, at this point, that
why is a hitman telling us this?
It's kind of like
these
that.
Cookies to school with human ashes in them. She was giving them to people, and it was just weird.
It blew my mind, and I was really repulsed, and I was, you know, upset that, you know, I wasn't even notified.
Wait a second.
At Pepperidge Farm, we like to make cookies the way Grandma used to. And if you love Grandma the way we love Grandma, you're gonna love Pepperidge Farm's new Granny's Ashes cookies with a little bit of Granny in every bite. Cinnamon, spice, and everything nice.
Ah.
And some ashes. Because at Pepperidge Farm, why only use Granny's recipe when you can use Granny herself?
Beautiful. Do you? I know Haney knows this, but he'll tell the listeners. How did Stan's audio grab bag get started? What was it?
Well, there are two answers, really. One was you came with me, came to me and said, I needed a name for this. And I said, why don't you just call it the grab
bag? I understand that, but the purpose of it.
Oh, horrific 911 calls.
Yep.
That's where you made your bones.
Yep. The grab bag was originally, I would scour the world
and
looking for 911 calls.
You came up with some really chilling stuff.
Here's another one. This is what I made my bones on. Follow me on this, and then I'll play you the 911 call. A guy in North Carolina went to feed some squirrels.
Ah, squirrel brain.
Yeah, this happened on Monday. And he accidentally blew off his own arm with a booby-trapped shotgun.
That takes talent.
He hooked up a tripwire.
You know, I bet he couldn't do it again if he tried.
This is unbelievable. He hooked it up to a tripwire by his back door. He forgot about it.
You don't forget about booby traps?
The shotgun went off. He hit the tripwire.
Well,
shotgun went off.
At least he installed it properly.
It worked. And he was still able, with his good hand, to call 911.
Cleveland County 911. Sent an ambulance over to one. I just blew my arm off.
Okay, well, how did this happen, sir?
I have a tripwire, and I opened up the door, and the tripwire went off and blew my arm off. I'm going to die. I'm in the driveway. I'm going to die. Just tell everybody I love them, okay?
Sir, we got help on the way. Is there anything you can control the bleeding with?
No, I'm out here in the driveway. My arm's blowed off.
Sir, I got help on the way. How old are you?
I'm 69. Oh, man.
Okay, is there a towel you can put over it, sir?
No, I'm trying to do it, but just, please hurry.
Yeah, they're on their way, sir. Just stay on the line with me, okay?
All right, I'm going to try and get a towel around it.
Is your door unlocked?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, it's unlocked.
Are there any more traps, sir?
What's that?
Are there any more traps that my responders need to be aware of?
No.
Now, why would he do something like this? He said he set up the traps because, well, first of all, he had a sign on his property telling meth heads to keep out. And illegal immigrants. Meth heads, illegal immigrants, keep out. And he did that if they came up to his door, despite the sign on his property.
Well, then looky here.
Hit the tripwire. Well, it went off on him. He was rushed to the hospital. Serious injuries. I think he's still alive.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know.
Kind of a badass, though.
Yeah!
I blowed my arm off. I'm going to die.
Stay calm.
Tell everybody I love him. He can't seem to get a damn towel over there.
What? And this is something Junior needs to hear. What is this country coming to with today's generation, the Me Too movement, all of this stuff, where it's getting severely out of hand? And it's your celebrities that are really pushing it over the line. Keira Knightley. She was on
Pirates of the Caribbean girl.
She was on Ellen talking about raising her daughter. And she does not allow her daughter to watch Cinderella and The Little Mermaid.
Why?
Because it's empowering. It's taking power away from women. And here is her explanation on with Ellen. Why
did she forget that she works for Disney?
She will not let her daughter watch Cinderella or The Little Mermaid.
It's good to see you again. Last time you were here, you were 6 months pregnant.
I was.
You were cranky because you couldn't have margaritas.
Oh, so cranky.
Yeah.
It was so annoying.
How old is she now?
She's now 3 and a half.
And she's banned from seeing certain children's movies, right?
Yeah.
What are they?
Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
Banned. Because, you know, she waits around for a rich guy to rescue her. Don't rescue yourself,
right.
Obviously.
Right.
Yes. And this is the one that I'm quite annoyed about because I really like the film, but Little Mermaid. I mean, the songs are great, but do not give your voice up for a man. Hello. Wow. Oh, so yeah. Those are... So, you know, I mean, but the problem with... I mean, The Little Mermaid, I love The Little Mermaid, so I'm having that... That one's a little tricky one, but no, but I'm keeping to it. She is, however, allowed to... Dory is a big favourite in our
house. Of course, there's nothing wrong with Dory.
Totally fine. You know, yes. Frozen is huge. Yeah. Moana, yeah. Totally fine.
Yeah. No, yeah. There's some good ones, but...
There are some great ones.
Mainly Dory.
Well, first of all...
it's
not worth it.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
And you wonder how Trump got elected.
Yeah.
Right there.
Somebody recently dug up a commercial with Sylvester Stallone. It was something he did in 2013 for a line of super expensive pens and watches he helped design. This is upper crust commercial. Stallone. Here you go.
To have light, there must first be darkness. Death does not exist without life. To have peace, war is required. To keep order, first, there must be chaos.
Yeah, that's an ad about a pen.
Well, is it a good pen?
They say it's super expensive.
Then it must be.
Yep. The Conners debuted last night. That's been the buzz in the entertainment circles. And here, how are they going to get rid of Roseanne's character, Roseanne Barr?
Well, it shouldn't be difficult. She's only the creator, star.
Here's a little scene from last night's Conners episode on how they dealt with it. Might I add, and you're going to hear in the next cut, Roseanne Barr is not pleased with this at all. And it literally split Twitter in half with the way they handled it.
And they had to involve Mary Steenburgen.
Oh, yeah, she's a neighbor.
Yeah, but she's involved, and of course, you know, in real life, she's BFFs with Bill and Hillary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, and Ted Danson. She's married to him, isn't he? Isn't she? Ted Danson.
Why is Ted Danson so great?
He's not. There you go.
I just got a call from a friend in the coroner's office. The autopsy found that it wasn't a heart attack. Roseanne OD'd on opioids.
Not possible. We knew she had a problem. She was only on pain pills for 2 days after surgery. Then it was just ibuprofen. It's got to be wrong.
Well, I wish it was, but they think that she must have taken the pills right before bed, and with her health issues, it was enough to stop her breathing.
Wait, what? Mom overdosed?
It doesn't make any sense. I got her knees fixed. I flushed all her pills.
Oh, my God. I found these pills in Mom's closet.
Come on.
These aren't even prescribed to her. She got them from Marcy Bellinger.
Damn. That's the only thing from Mom's closet that I wanted.
And we all
have a laugh, yeah.
Roseanne did not watch, doesn't intend to watch.
I believe she released a statement.
Here's Roseanne Barr.
I don't keep in touch with anyone on the show. I've been removed from the process of my life's work. It's like the worst thing they could have possibly done to me was to fire me from my own show and let other people write my life story. I'm not going to watch it, and I'm not going to condemn it or say anything bad about it either. I'm just moving on from it because I've always been a go-getter. So I'm back to what I always did, which is try to get my pictures and my files together. I've got a lot of time for real life, like just going for a walk with my mom and having an ice cream cone, stuff like that, waiting in lines.
Yeah.
I really been sleeping a lot, like probably 17 hours a day.
Oh, you go. By the way, let's see if Junior can pull this off.
All right.
You only have one line, okay? All right, here's your line. Stan and Haney died of an opioid overdose. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
This week on the Stan and Haney Show.
Stan and Haney died of an opioid overdose.
Stay tuned for a new season of Junior.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Haney, I did this. I got this for you.
For me?
Yep.
Nobody ever does anything for me. What'd you get for me?
New Bocephus.
Oh, hell yeah.
So get behind the stars and stripes.
Yes! Yes!
Or just get the hell out. Favor, all you America haters, if you're gonna take a knee, take a hike.
Yeah!
That was
great?
Awesome!
Yeah, I did that for you. Oh, Hank Jr.
Thank you, and thank you, Bocephus. And God bless Merle Kilgore.
Oh,
miss
yeah.
you.
Grab bag, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. We're going to take your phone calls when we come back. Maybe pick up a prize. Are you smarter than Haney? Later on in the 3 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock safe word could get you a thou. This is the Stan and Haney program.
It's Close Up on Sports, and here is Bob Steele.
Thanks, Joe, and howdy, sports fans and everybody. How are you tonight? Over at the Central Gym in New Britain, the Central Connecticut Blue Devils will face St. Michael's in the championship game of the Central Connecticut Tournament. The Blue Devils have had a strong tourney performance out of sophomore Howie Dickenman, the workhorse rebounder for the Blue Devils. He had 24 rebounds in Central's semifinal win over Norwich last night, 116-85. A third state team, the Fairfield Stags, will be shooting for a championship tomorrow night when the Stags meet Canisius in the final of the Queen City Classic in Buffalo, New York.
I'm afraid we're just a little bit mixed up on that tape, but that figures. The big news is that Nicklaus has come in to tie Player and Palmer. We have some scores here. I'm going to bring you eventually here. I'm sure it's going to materialize. If not, I'll get a gun. And that's it for tonight. George Ehrlich will be with you tomorrow night. In fact, George will be on Close Up from now on.
When life gives you lemons, crush them up and twist them back in life's eyes. Trust me, it burns. Oh, yes, it burns. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Area code 239, if you're outside of our immediate area, 277-9600. That's the number into the studio, so you can talk to us. Tell us what's on your mind. If you're local, you don't need to call from someplace else.
If you are local, you don't need to call from someplace else.
You could get a prize.
You can.
If you're from outside of our immediate listening area, across this great land of ours... That's why I throw in the 239 area code. I also think it affects people just north of us
in
the state.
Yeah, but if you're local, you don't have to call from someplace
else. No, you just dial the regular seven-digit number. We could give you a prize, but if you're calling from outside of our area, we'll give you a stick pin. We haven't put a stick pin up in a while.
No, we haven't.
I haven't been pushing it, but I'm pushing it right now.
Push it real good.
Push it good. Push it real good. With salt and pepper.
Don't forget Spinderella.
277-9600.
Although Keira Knightley, she will allow her daughter to listen to Salt and Pepper, but not Spinderella.
Push it good.
By the way, Junior's got breaking news.
Breaking news? What do you mean? Oh, Game of Thrones. What's the date?
Will premiere. Will premiere.
April 14th, 2019?
Yes.
So we have the date.
Yep. April the 14th, 2019.
4/14.
4/14/19.
The poster is really cool.
Yeah, it is.
Winter has come.
I don't watch the show.
You should.
I know.
And it'll be like Star Wars. You saw that, what, like 5 years after it came out?
Here's the deal with Star Wars. By the way, 277-9600. Throw those babies on hold for us, Junior. I remember very well when Star Wars came out. I was not impressed. Saw the previews. Everybody was watching it. And I did not see it. Then the second Star Wars came out a couple of years later. What was that one called?
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi. I did not see it and had no intention of seeing it. Then when the third one came out, I think it was like 1980 when that came out. 80.
I guess, yeah. Sorry,
what was that one called?
Return of the Jedi?
No, the next one was the Return of the Jedi, wasn't it? It was...
The Empire Strikes Empire Back was the second one.
The Empire Strike. Didn't see that. Saw the third one in the movie theater because there was a bunch of us going to the movies. We were all wasted. I mean, that's when I had the
so you saw
that's when I had the marble pipe.
You saw the third one first.
Yeah, that was the first one I ever saw. And I was kind of like dazed and confused through most of it.
Yeah, that's
although
why.
They had those fake squirrels flying on things.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate that either.
And I remember that. So I was...
are your Ewoks.
I was 18 when the third one came out. It wasn't until I was well into my 30s that it came out, the Star Wars trilogy. And I said, you know what? A lot of people think this is a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch them. Loved them. Loved them.
I was talking to Junior about that the other day. And I guess I didn't really think about it much before then. But we were talking about Star Wars because it came up yesterday. Yeah. And the reason that I was so into Star Wars was that the movie came out in 77.
Yeah.
But in 76, there was a book available that said Star Wars, soon to be a major motion picture.
Yeah.
And I read the book as we were moving from Pennsylvania to Florida.
And you fell in love with it.
I did. And so when the movie came out and people are like, what the hell is this? I already knew everything.
Right.
So it was like, this is awesome.
That's what Alec Guinness said. What the hell is this? And he was in the movie.
Mm-hmm. I think I read the whole thing. He didn't.
Right. 277-9600. Outside of our area, get a stick pin around town. We could give you a barbecue saw. Florida International Air Show this weekend. It's up in Punta Gorda. If you've never been, we've still got a couple of more tickets. We have Redneck Mud Park for their 10th anniversary Fall Classic, November 8th through the 11th. I told you about it. We're going to be debuting November 1st, the Queen movie. If you want a pair of tickets to join us that Thursday.
I'm really looking forward to this because this is not just a Hollywood treatment. All the members of Queen were involved in this.
We got those, but it's for a specific night with us, November 1st. It's a Thursday. I think it's the 7 o'clock showing. By the time we tell them to roll them, it might be about 7:30. Or we have $20 to Subway. 277-9600. What do you got for us, Haney?
Oh, this is for Junior.
Okay.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so's he knew every tree.
Pay attention.
Tilt him a bar when he was only three. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. In 1813, the Creeks uprose, adding redskin arrows to the country's woes.
Yeah.
Now Injun fighting is something he knows, so he shoulders his rifle and off he goes. Davy
Crockett,
the man who don't know fear.
Doesn't know fear.
Off through the woods he's a marching along, making up yarns and singing a song. Itchy for fighting and righting a wrong, he's ringy as a bar and twice as strong.
Davy Crockett,
the buckskin buccaneer.
Aha.
He fought single-handed through the Injun War. Till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, he made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy Crockett,
king of the wild frontier.
Is he learning?
He gave his word and he gave his hand that his Injun friends could keep their land. And the rest of his life he took the stand that justice was due every redskin band.
What?
Davy Crockett,
holding his promise dear. He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well.
He did it all.
Took over Washington, so we heard tell, and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell.
Yeah!
Davy
Crockett,
seeing his duty clear. When he come home, his politicking done. The big western march had just begun. So he packed his gear and his trusty gun and lit out a grinning to follow the sun.
Davy Crockett,
leading the pioneers.
Oh, yeah.
He heard of Houston and Austin and so.
Yeah, yeah.
To the Sam Texas Houston. Plains he just had to go, where freedom was fighting another foe, and they needed him at the Alamo.
Ha!
Davy
Crockett,
the man who don't know fear.
Don't know it.
His land is biggest and his land is best, from grassy plains to the mountain's crest. He's ahead of us all, meeting the test, following his legend into the West.
Davy Crockett,
king of the wild frontier.
See? We like to educate, yeah, too.
By song.
Yep.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah, ahoy.
Hi, yes. I am in Port Charlotte.
Yes.
Yes. I've been listening to you guys for about 5 years.
God bless you.
I'm almost 20 now.
God bless you.
And you've had just about enough, haven't you?
No. Every time I tune in, you guys are funny as hell.
Uh-huh. And you're 20 now?
Yes.
All right.
I started listening to you when I was like 14, 15.
Yes.
I always like tuning into you guys.
Appreciate
that. You guys are always interesting.
That is awesome. So maybe we saved you.
What's your first name?
Talon.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. And you're 20, so you can get a prize. What would you like?
Do you still have those $20 to Subway?
Yep. You want them?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
For 5 years? Yeah.
You deserve it.
We'll give you some Subway.
Hold on there. 277-96. Seriously. Be Crockett. Daniel Boone was a man. Yes.
Was a big man. Okay. Can I do it?
No. No, you can't.
Because I was going to, but I figured you'd get mad.
Don't do it.
Then why'd you bring it up?
Because there's a real way to sing it.
But the bear was bigger.
Stop! Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Gary.
Hey, Gary.
On a side note, my dad, I still have the 45 of Davy Crockett. But I was calling about Roseanne. Why can't somebody get the guts to put a show on opposite of that other, the Connor show, and have her living next to Trump or something? And have
no,
some
no,
fun
no.
With
I
it.
Talked about this to Zito. She did not write herself out. They wrote her out. She used mm-hmm. to have total control of that show.
Well, she created it.
Yes. So what I think, they go and say, well,
it was based on her stand-up from the 80s.
Say Roseanne died and all that. You go and she goes with Fox, CBS, NBC, starts her own show as her character, Roseanne Connors, who hit the lottery and left her family behind.
Uh-huh. Had a body double. Yeah. Somebody had OD'd on opioids.
Because didn't the series end with
Dan dying. Yep.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, death is not permanent in sitcom land.
No, you have her on another network where she hit the Mega Millions. She faked her own death and is starting a new family.
Yep.
And everything's fine.
And you'd have to make her Roseanne Connor.
Yeah.
No S.
Right, Roseanne Connor.
She might have to have a different last name altogether.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's in witness protection.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to tell your family you died.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dave from Naples.
Hey, Dave from Naples.
Hey, I was just curious. I wanted to know your take on this whole Dave Waterman thing. I mean, with Haney, it seems like, you know, he's like the nurturing father. With you, I can't figure it out. Are you trying to drag him up the ladder, off the door, per se?
Have you ever seen the show Gomer Pyle?
Absolutely.
There you go. There's your
Stan
answer.
Is Sergeant Carter. Dave is Pyle.
Who never learns.
I see.
Okay, good. I'm glad we cleared that up.
Speaking of clearing things up, I think it did.
Okay.
Yes, you listening, Junior?
Daniel Boone was a man.
Was a big man.
Listen to the song.
With an eye like an eagle and as tall as a mountain was he. Daniel Boone was a man. Yes, a big man. He was brave, he was fearless, and as tough as a mighty oak tree. From the coonskin cap on the top of old Dan to the heel of his rawhide shoe, the rippin'est, roarin'est, fightin'est man the frontier ever knew. Daniel Boone was a man.
Yes, a big man.
And he fought for America.
Don't
to make
even.
All America free.
All Americans free.
What a boon, what a doer, what a dream come a truer was he.
Oh, what a dream come a truer.
Yeah, a dream come a truer.
Banjo solo.
Daniel Boone was a man. Yes, a big man. With a hoop and a holler, he could mow down a forest of trees. With a knife and a gun, he never did fail. There was nothing he could not tame.
That's true.
He blazed a big, wide Liberty Trail through history's Hall of Fame. Daniel Boone was a man. Yes, a big man.
But the bear was a bigger.
That would always forever be
Will
free.
You just stop it?
What a boon, what a doer, what a dream come a truer was he.
Dream come a truer. Are we dream come a truers?
Far from it. Are.
You know how offensive this is to some people?
Yes, and same thing with the Davy Crockett one. yes. When we come back, are you smarter than Haney? One lucky random Stan and Haney listener will find out. We'll be back.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Going to give you a chance to win here with Are You Smarter Than Haney? About 22 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word, which could get you a thou. We'll also, within the next half hour, get you updated on traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But it is time to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? The lovely Karen has joined us, as usual, this afternoon to be your lifeline. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
And you know what? No matter how bad the day's going, when Karen comes in here, she brightens up the room.
A little bit of sunshine.
A little bit of sunshine. Awesome. Well, it's the truth. You have such a good attitude about life.
Because she comes in and tells us we're awesome.
Yeah, and that's nice to hear, too, every once in a while. You know, somebody would say that once in a while.
What are you talking
about?
Nothing.
Ooh.
Don't worry. Ungrateful.
Hey, positive vibes, please.
gonna get a random Stan and Haney listener. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. and would like somebody to play the game for the first time. And here's the other thing I want to say about this game. Try it. Don't, if you don't know anything about general knowledge.
If you don't know anything about anything.
You know, don't bother. This might not be the game for you. Okay? Six categories.
It's not like it's important stuff. Yeah. It's just stuff.
Yeah. Six categories. First person to get to all six will win the game. It could be Haney. It could be you, the listener.
You know why I'm good at this game?
Why?
Because there's not a lot of math involved.
Very little math. First person to
get to all six. Do you like math, Karen?
No, I do not like math.
I hate math.
At all.
First person to get to all six will win. If you defeat Haney, you can have your choice. A 12-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw. You can get a pair of tickets to this weekend's Florida International Air Show in Punta Gorda. You can get a pair of tickets to the Redneck Mud Park for their 10th anniversary Fall Classic next month. You can get $20 to Subway, or you can join us November 1st, that's a Thursday, for the premiere of the brand new Queen movie. We're going to be giving away tickets to some of our best friends here. And you'll join us before anybody else can see the movie. We're going to watch it on Thursday. It debuts nationwide on Friday.
So
the 2nd of November.
We'll already know all about it before anybody sees it.
Yep.
Inside scoop.
Yep.
You know, I am jealous of people that are good at math and that they like it because that means they get it and it's easy to them.
Different part of the brain.
I married an accountant. He can do that.
Yeah, it's a different
so
part
he's
of
good
brain.
At math.
Yeah, he's good. It's not my forte.
But that's teamwork.
Yes, teamwork makes the dream work.
Answer correctly, you'll hear this.
Ow!
Jesus.
I know. It's. I don't blame. You're so right, Karen. Incorrect answer. Taking too long. Lose. No, that's win. That's
what is it with him?
I don't know. You know. He's trying to work on speed, which I demand.
What's the problem with the volume, though?
It changes every day.
A for effort.
He claims he doesn't.
Did that hurt your ears, didn't it?
Try the buzzer again. Is that all right?
Yeah.
It's better.
All right.
But it's like, why can't he just put a mark there?
Somebody messes with it or something. I don't know what the deal is. I ain't got time. That's not my department. Okay.
We don't have that category.
No, we don't have wild card anymore.
What?
Wild card!
Yes.
You can't have won anything in the last 30 days. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you're smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it, Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy,
it's hard work.
Stan's
nothing trick
questions, what a f***ing jerk. All those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius,
you're a slob.
I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. Cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. Won a first-time player who isn't going to sit there like a tree stump. Okay? Just because you're the first person that I pick up the phone with doesn't mean you're the person that's going to play the game. A lot of factors come into that, mainly my decision. Karen.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. 277-9600. If you'd like to play, Are You Smarter Than Haney? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Rick.
Rick, have you won anything from us in the last 30 days?
No, sir, not at all.
Have you ever played this game, Rick?
No, I haven't.
All right, Rick, you're in. Say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hello, Karen.
Hi, Rick. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, the categories.
geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. Rick, Karen is your lifeline for one of the categories. If you don't want to answer it, before I ask the question, say you wish to use your lifeline. Karen will answer it for you.
Okay, sounds good.
Haney has the same option. We begin every game with Mark Haney. If he can't answer this and you have a category open, Rick, that he can't answer, you can steal as well. Haney, pick a category.
Geography.
Geography. Haney, by what name is Royal Dutch Airlines better known?
KLM.
Yep. On the board for Mark Haney. Rick, category.
Let's try arts and literature.
Arts and literature. What college professor's best-selling book, The Last Lecture, was based on a talk he gave after being diagnosed with cancer?
Oh, college professor. Stephen Hawking.
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal it.
Okay, can you repeat it?
Sure. What college professor's best-selling book, The Last Lecture, was based on a talk he gave after being diagnosed with cancer?
I don't know.
Randy Pausch, P-A-U-S-C-H.
I'll stand by it. I don't know.
Right. Haney, category. Oh, hold on. No, because Rick gets his own category.
Why does Rick get his own category? It's my turn.
Oh, yeah, it's your turn, Haney.
I was stealing, you bastard.
Yeah, I lost track. Sorry. Haney, category.
Trying to rip me off.
No, I'm not trying to rip you.
History.
History.
Born on a mountain up in Tennessee.
Haney, which branch of the U.S. military was last to be established? Air Force, Army, Coast Guard, Marines, or Navy?
Air Force.
You are correct. It is the Air Force.
Of course, today we'd say history. Space Force.
Well, that's the new branch. That's the new branch. Rick, category.
Let's go geography.
Geography. Rick, what Colorado city hosts the annual three-day food and wine classic?
Pueblo?
Incorrect. Anybody?
Breckenridge?
No.
Do I have the category?
Yes, you already have geography. Aspen, Colorado. Haney, entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature. Jeez, these questions. Who staged the Nutcracker in a contemporary setting and called it the Hard Nut?
Second City.
Nope. You can steal, Rick.
What was the question again?
Who staged the Nutcracker in a contemporary setting and called it the Hard Nut?
Wow. Monty Python.
Mark Morris.
What?
I don't know. I'm just reading them.
Bueller? Anyone?
Rick, category.
Do you have entertainment?
You can go entertainment.
Okay, I'll just try that.
All right. What 2006 Best Picture Oscar won it was the first remake of a foreign film to win the award? What 2006 Best Picture Oscar winner was the first remake of a foreign film to win the award?
That should be multiple choice.
Mm-hmm.
Life is Beautiful.
Incorrect. Good guess. Haney?
I don't know.
The Departed, the Scorsese film.
Ooh.
Haney, entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
I don't like these questions.
Well, we'll move along here. When hopefully there'll be a good one.
Science.
Science.
Haney, in science, what animal family do muskrats belong to?
Rodent. Rodentia?
Incorrect. You can steal, Rick. What family does the muskrat belong to?
Mammal?
No. Anybody?
Cats?
Marsupial?
Mongoose. Oh. The mongoose.
Ricky Tikki Tavi.
Yeah. Rick, geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
I'll use my lifeline for arts and literature to hopefully get on the board.
All right. So arts and literature for Karen. This is for Rick. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Who does Snoopy battle while wearing a scarf and flight goggles? There's the song.
Mm-hmm.
Who does Snoopy battle while wearing a scarf and flight goggles?
I have no idea. I'm so sorry, Rick.
That's all right. Haney, the only one I knew.
Haney, you can steal.
The Red Baron.
The Red Baron. You are correct and have
That's
control
all right.
of
You know
the
what
board.
That is, Karen? It's a World War One reference.
It's way before yeah. my time.
It's Snoopy. Haney, entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
All right. Haney, what sport features bowlers and wicket keepers? What sport features bowlers and wicket keepers?
Croquet?
Incorrect. You can steal.
I thought that was a good answer.
You can steal, Rick.
Oh, wicket keepers. Cricket?
Yes, you are on the board and have Good control. Job. It is cricket. Rick, category, geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Let's go with entertainment again.
Entertainment. Let's see. How old of a guy are you, Rick?
49.
All right, you should know this. In entertainment, Buck Henry drew on the memory of a college professor railing against the plastic world while writing what film?
Good Lord. Buck Henry.
Buck Henry. He used to show up a lot on Saturday Night Live in the early days.
That's Blanket. Oh my gosh, the model. What's her name?
I need to know
I have no idea of his wife's names.
All right.
Can I do it?
No, Rick gets a chance
to
steal.
Well, why would you ask her a question that I knew?
That's the way it goes! Rick, can you name Michael Jackson's two wives?
I believe it was Lisa Marie Presley and Debbie Rowe.
You are absolutely correct.
All right.
Absolutely. And you have control of the board.
You know who Debbie Rowe was?
Mm-mm.
She was his dentist's assistant.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and used her eggs.
Mm-hmm. And his...
Yeah. Rick, geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Let's try arts and literature, please.
Arts and literature. Who wrote An Inconvenient Book, a parody of Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth?
Rush Limbaugh?
Good guess, incorrect. Anybody?
Do I have the category?
You have arts and literature. Anybody?
Ann Coulter?
No, Glenn Beck.
Oh, that phony.
Yeah. Haney, entertainment. Science and nature, sports and leisure.
Did you say I have entertainment?
You need entertainment.
All right, let's do that.
All right.
I don't like it, but...
There we go.
Gotta be done.
Okay, Haney. What TV reality series about celebrity extravagance ended each episode with the phrase
champagne wishes and caviar dreams?
It was
Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Correct. Correct.
Love it.
Rick, geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Arts and literature, please.
Arts and literature. La da da.
La da 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 da.
Here we go. I wouldn't know this. What vampire does Tom Cruise play in Interview with the Vampire?
Leave that.
You are right. Wow. You are absolutely correct.
He pronounced it wrong, but
I know what he meant. That. Yeah, okay, here we go. Haney, science and nature. Sports and leisure, we're on the clock. We've got about 3 minutes left in the game. The one who's leading will win if we don't complete this.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. Haney, what are the two decks of cards in classic Monopoly? The two decks of cards, they are?
Chance and community chest.
You are correct. You are correct, and you're at match point. Rick, geography, history, science, and nature.
Science and nature.
Science!
Science.
Rick, name the two bones of the lower leg.
The femur and the tibula?
Incorrect. It is the fibula
and the tibia.
Oh, you could have had stolen that, Annie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you screwed me, didn't you?
Here's another science.
That doesn't work. Science. I should be awarded the point. Because I clearly knew it.
Multiple choice. How many bones are in a giraffe's neck? Seven.
Oh, screw you.
7, 14, 21, or 28? How many bones are in a giraffe's neck? 7, 14, 21, 28.
7.
Correct.
All right.
You are correct. It is 7, and you win. Whoop, whoop. That's right.
And I stand by my comment. I should have been awarded that point.
Sorry.
So salty.
Rick, you made a nice comeback there, but Haney still beat you.
He knew some things.
He did know some things. The only thing that you have to say, because you didn't win, but I'd like you to get a prize. You got to say something to my friend Haney here.
Haney, you are definitely smarter than me.
Well, that's fine.
Yep, accepted. And I'm going to send you over to Junior, and he's going to let you select from one of the numerous prizes we have. Subway, the Queen movie with us, Redneck Mud Park, the Florida Air Show, Babacusaw, and thank you for playing, Rick.
Thank you guys very much. I had a good time.
Thank you. Hold on. And Junior will take care of you. Haney, will you close the door on this?
Oh, I'd be happy to, Stan. Thanks very much, everybody.
You are stupid. I am smart. Know your role and simply play your part.
Thank you, Karen.
Of course, my pleasure.
Shrewd can be. No one f***s with Mark Haney. Take your prizes, hat in hand. Now you finally start to understand. Nothing personal, that's just me. You've been schooled by Mark Haney.
We are the tip of the Beasley Broadcasting spear. That's it, yeah, the spear. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey gang, Stan and Haney here. You still have about 4 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. If you did not hear what the safe word was, it was ACE. A-C-E. ACE. Enter it on 96krock.com or on the new K-Rock app. You got about, 3.5 minutes to do it right now. And if you're the person, if you're the multi-market winner, you will be notified, and you will get $1,000 thanks to Fort Myers Beach Motors. ACE is the safe word. ACE. A-C-E.
Like Fraley?
Like Ace Fraley. Yep. Ace of Spades. A
How
flying ace.
How long has this been going on?
Let's get you updated.
You know what? Who does that song?
Yep.
Who does it?
Bob Welch.
Ace.
Yep, that's right. Ace. That was the band, Ace.
Yep.
Is that the only hit they had?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
We will start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Plaza Drive and Hamilton Drive. Fort Myers. Crash. Cross Creek Boulevard and Daniels Parkway. Lehigh Acres, hit and run. Douglas Lane and Pine Lane. And in Estero, crash, Three Oaks Parkway and Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about to tell you right now because Haney's got today's headlines for you. You okay?
No. Help. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Alrighty.
There is a new study out today that tells you the exact age that life suddenly becomes easier.
Are we at it yet?
I'm not sure about this study. We have these statistics on the amount of money that Americans will spend on Halloween costumes.
Here's what Stan's spending. Zero.
On pets.
What? Zero.
Well, tell you about the unfortunate fella who died after consuming squirrel brains.
You and I were talking about that the other day, remember?
Yep. Wasn't there some product?
Oh, yeah. It was made from squirrel glands.
Yeah. Yep. Wonder if that's safe.
Jeez, now I'm wondering. It's a big piney product.
The big piney river, yeah. We are now at peak pumpkin spice. You won't believe what's been pumpkin spice now. It's happened again, Stan.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What happened?
A woman selling her furniture online doesn't realize the photo shows her nude reflection.
It happens.
And finally, authorities apprehended a fugitive in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Now, he was hiding out, but he was busted by a 4-year-old boy who said, he's over there.
Yeah, smart kid.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you very much. You know, laughter should be a part of everybody's life every day. Yep. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Today is National Pasta Day.
Really? You know, there's so many different kinds of pasta.
How many can you name?
Well, you got your bow ties, you got your elbows, you got your rigatoni, you got your ziti. What else you got?
Vermicelli,
linguine, angel hair. There's a lot of them out there. You got your potato pasta, which is your New York.
With that in mind, ravioli.
The ravioli.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
pasta fun facts.
Your wide lasagna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Noodle Kugel?
Yeah. Yeah, that's an egg noodle.
On average, Italians consume 3 times as much pasta as Americans.
Hmm.
And yet, on average, Americans still manage to be 3 times heavier. Everyone is on a strict gluten-free diet until you serve lobster mac and cheese.
Easy with the Jabba.
He's a real warzy.
He is a warzy. Chewy.
I thought that was D-Train.
Yeah, I thought it was D-Train yawning. I thought he was here again.
When are you going to give him his Star Wars quiz?
Next week.
Yeah. I've just about had enough of you.
I don't care. You got to let the brain rest because he's on guard right now. I'll just spring it. Hey, today we're going to play the Star Wars quiz.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
What do you got for that?
He loved that.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, what do you got for that there, Chewbacca?
The most popular pasta chef in Thailand is Chef Lady Boyardee. Remember, didn't we interview Lady Boy Johnson?
Yep, we sure did. Lady Boyardee, you know, people don't know this. There really was a Chef Boyardee.
Mm-hmm.
Cooked for the president.
And it was much better than what you get under his name.
Yep.
The first pasta was produced, believe it or not, in China in 5000 B.C., and just like today, the factory that produced it was staffed entirely by toddlers.
Yes. Find that funny, do you?
Although pasta contains gluten, experts suggest you can deal with the needs of people who have gluten allergies by simply not inviting them to dinner.
There we go. What's in these gluten-free pastas, then?
Nothing.
Because I saw
they're free of everything.
It's gluten-free, but pasta is gluten. What's in there? Does it taste like regular pasta? Because I'll tell you, you know what? I'm not going to speak out of turn. But my girlfriend went and bought regular pasta, which we used, and in my cupboard is like a Ronzoni gluten-free pasta.
I'll throw that out.
I won't open the box. It looks like, what does it taste like?
Throw it away.
Yeah.
Best you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No matter what efforts you may go to, you will always cook enough spaghetti to feed 70 more people than you need to.
Then just get all fat and sassy.
At some point in the distant past, a man pulled a squid out of the ocean.
Yeah.
And said, "Hey, let's put this in the sauce."
Oh, shut up.
Some eat it plain,
yeah.
Others with a sauce, mm-hmm. And then there's the Clintons who eat it with seething resentment. At least one person in every gangster movie gets shot while eating it.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys are doing good.
Aw, thank you, baby.
The top 3 largest consumers of pasta are Brazil,
yeah.
Italy,
yeah.
And Russell Crowe. It's been determined that those little bow ties actually fit Jeff Sessions.
Oh, my God! Oh!
People who eat it with salad don't understand the point of pasta.
Yeah.
And finally, the very top pasta fun fact.
Yes, sir.
It's been proven humming the Godfather theme while you're cooking it does make it taste better. And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Freddie. Email time. I want to clear up a little something that people have. Two things that people need to be aware of. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you can email us at ahoy@stanandhaney.com. And a lot of people have been saying, "Oh, it's broken, man. It's broken." No, it's not.
Not this time.
What happened? Two things. What happened is the Ahoy website also used to be tied into D-Train's website. So when it would be go to Ahoy, he'd get a copy of it. When he left, they decommissioned his email here at the broadcast house.
Lovely.
So when you get something sent to Ahoy, it bounces back to you and says, well, at this email, which was D-Train's, it's no longer valid. D-Train fixed it. So it no longer bounces to a non-existent email. Ahoy at Stan and Haney is just fine.
Okay.
Number two, a lot of you have been saying that when you go to stanandhaney.com, oh, the news isn't updated on there. It's there since July. No. D-Train, before he left, reformatted our webpage so that you can go and just click it on and get the news. You have an old saved page of Stan
and Haney. And your favorites or your bookmarks.
Yep, so refresh it and then bookmark it and everything should be fine. With that taken care of.
Housekeeping.
Yep. This is from simply your admirer.
Wait a second. We have a secret admirer?
Yep. Ahoy, guys. Stan and Haney, I just wanted you to know that I love you with all my heart. You're the most handsome guys in Southwest Florida. How lucky we are to have you entertain us from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. 5 days a week. It's just crazy. Love, your admirer.
I've always wanted a secret admirer.
Well, you got one.
Nah, she likes you too.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, we have generally causes problems between us.
Yeah. Can't let it go.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've worked hard to put that behind us, haven't we?
This is from Daniel.
It's not just me. And it's not just you.
What?
Well, I mean,
why are you bringing it up again?
Because of the secret admirer.
Don't worry. I'll give you that. It's got her name at the top. I can gladly give it to you.
Oh, well, that doesn't count then. It's not a secret admirer. Never mind.
Here, you want it? Carl.
Well, Carl.
No, it's not. It's not. It's a girl's name. This is from Daniel. Hello. I'm a longtime listener. Well, Daniel.
It says here, we're the most handsome guys in Southwest Florida.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Well, I knew. This is from Daniel. Hello, I'm a longtime listener. Well, Daniel, if you were a longtime listener, you wouldn't be putting hello at the top of the email. Called in twice before when I still lived in Florida. I forgot my Alexa yesterday, which I use at my job in Colorado, which resulted in my coworker and I attempting to imitate your clips. They do play over and over again on the stream. We were doing this while we pruned plants. Needless to say, we missed you. Signed, Daniel. Thank you, Daniel.
I hope it's all better now.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
I didn't get a chance to read his letter yesterday. He stopped by the station today, Haney. He said to say hello.
Oh, The Guardian?
Yeah, I did.
Love that guy.
Yeah. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, did you hear about the latest rare sighting of that DC boyd, Jeff Sessions? Where has he been all this time? Very mysterious.
I don't know, but when he surfaced yesterday, he was doing some good work.
Now, more good news for Trump. A federal judge in, of all places, California, dismissed porn pig Daniel's lawsuit.
Horse face.
Yeah. And here's the best part. He ordered to pay Trump's legal fees. Yep. That ought to teach everyone a lesson. And finally, this whole Elizabeth Warren thing and her ancestor issues, just completely ridiculous. So she has done the test and finds out that she is 0.9% Native American.
Nah, that's high.
I think it's 0.009. This is disgusting. Besides, most Native tribes don't use DNA tests to determine your heritage. You have to prove it through lineage. Just more BS from the leftist liberal who will do anything to have power. Well, good luck with that, you liar.
Jesus.
Of course, that's just my opinion. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
Does it seem to you, and I mean objectively, does it seem to you like the Democrats are just out of sorts?
They are out of sorts. It's gotten too crazy. But you remember the attorney that Mike had in here, the one you liked?
Yeah.
He says it's not going to stop. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
So they really do want to destroy the country.
Oh, yeah. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. I'll let you know how you will have your shot at a thou at 6 o'clock with Roger Marley. Do it 4 times a day. We'll update you if you're new to it. Let's get you updated on traffic first for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let me see what we got. All right, we'll start in Fort Myers. Got a disabled vehicle, Buckingham Road and State Road 82. Like there needs to be more problems there. Fort Myers, crash, McGregor Boulevard and Summerlin Road, right in the Publix parking lot by the BB&T Bank. Then we move to Lehigh Acres, hit and run, Douglas Lane and Pine Lane. And one more for you. It's in Lehigh Acres. Another, wait, what is it? Hit and run day in Lehigh Acres? Hit and run Lake Drive, the 225 Lake Drive in Lehigh Acres. Hit and run. And you are up to date. Yeah, Roger Marley will have your next chance 6 o'clock for the safe word. We do it at 11, 1, 4, and 6. When you hear the safe word, you just enter it on the new 96K Rock app or at 96krock.com. You could be our next multi-market winner. Why do you keep waving at me?
Some guy's calling. He says that you're selling a 2018 Mustang for $6,500.
What? How much?
$6,500. I don't know.
And he's on the line.
Yeah, he's on hold right now.
Sure. I'm selling a 2018.
Yeah, 2018.
Sure, I'm selling a 20 for $6,500. Sure, I'll take the call. Hello.
Yeah. Hi. I'm sorry if I caught you at work. I was just talking to your son.
Yes.
I'm calling about the ad for the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. So you saw the which publication did you see the ad in, sir?
I just saw it in the shopper. They just dropped it in the driveway this afternoon. I was looking over, and I don't know if I, first of all, I apologize if I'm wasting your time, but
I just got home from work, and yes, my son, he's a good boy. Yeah, he just got done with school, and he's getting ready to do his homework, and you call.
Sure. But in the shopper,
yes, sir.
Because I'll tell you, if this is for real, I'm all over it. It's got you selling a 2018 Mustang convertible with all the bells and whistles for $6,500.
That's correct. Are you interested?
Absolutely, I'm. Yeah. I'm interested.
I have the car. It's only got about 3,000 miles on it. And I realize that I have to get rid of it, and it is. It's a beauty. It's the 2018 convertible.
That's outstanding.
Yep.
Yes, I want the car.
All right. Sounds now, good. And your name?
Dave.
Dave. Hey, Dave. All right, Dave. You saw it in the shopper. I had it both in the news press, and I had it in the breeze, and I had it in the shopper. And, boy, was I getting a lot of calls on this thing. And you're like the 10th person that's called in the last half hour.
And nobody's taking the car?
No, nobody wants it. And I tell them right exactly what it is. It's got 3,000 miles on it. It's a 2018 ragtop. And I'm first 6,500 cash takes it.
Okay. I see in your ad you're in Cape Coral.
You
I'm
sure
in Murdoch.
Oh, man. You got a little bit of a drive. You got to head south just a little bit. But for $6,500, you'll head south a little bit. It's a beautiful car. Yeah, just a couple of things.
You're absolutely right.
Candy apple again, red.
Oh my God.
Tan rag top on it. Or what's left of it?
I'm all the way up in Murdoch. Is there a way that you can save this until I can put eyes on it?
Hey, first come, first serve. But if I know that you're coming down from Murdoch, can you be here? That's probably a good 25-minute drive. Can you be here and say it within the hour? I'll hold on to it if it's within the hour.
Could you make it two?
I can't guarantee that. This is sweet. 2018, $6,500 cash. It's got to be cash, and it's the beautiful. It's the ragtop. It's the tan ragtop on it. 3,000 miles on it.
You know, I priced those new.
Yeah. Oh.
And
take a look. They're about a 38,000 starting. It's about 38,000. I'm going to let it go for 65. If it's all right with you, you probably have to come down to me in Cape Coral to see it. I don't know if it'll make it to Murdoch. I don't know if it'll make it up there.
It's a beautiful car.
It sure is.
I read all about it. Matter of fact, yeah. I got the brochure from it from one of the dealerships. Uh-huh. But if you don't mind my asking.
Sure.
Like you said, these things started about 38K.
Yep, that basic.
And this is supposedly got all the bells and whistles. It's
yep.
a 2018,
yep.
you say.
Yep.
So that's
yep.
the current model.
It
here.
Sure is. It's only got 3,000 miles on it.
And you're selling it for $6,500.
Yeah, because the smell's gone now.
Oh,
the smell is gone.
So is I guess for $6,500, there'd have to be something wrong with it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. About 6 weeks
ago, an odor, you say?
About 6 weeks ago, I was taking it down a side road here in Cape Coral. You know, we got so many side roads around here, and I hit a skunk. It went right up into the grill,
goodness.
And you know that skunk smell. It went right up into the grill, and
of all the luck.
Yeah, but we took care of it. For the most part, the skunk smell is gone, and very little damage to the grill.
Oh,
you ever turn 15-pound skunk, mama skunk, go hit that grill? Woo! And I tell you, and all those glands let loose. But
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
But you say the smell is gone, but you still want to let it go for $65.
Thank God. Thank God for my little girl, my little daughter. She
I have one of my own. Yeah. There's something.
She read online, get that skunk smell out, you got to use that tomato juice.
And she massaged that tomato juice all into the plush carpeting and all underneath and all that. So it's all good tomato juice on that tan carpeting that matches the rag top. And she got it all in there. And so there is the carpeting is not exactly like showroom. It's got tomato juice stains on it. But you don't have to worry about that. It's blended in pretty good. The smell's gone because I went, I don't know if you ever go to like the auto parts store. They got the pine tree refreshener there. The air freshener thing. I got that hanging in there. So it kind of got rid of most of the skunk smell and the tomato juice smell. So $6,500, a little minor damage on the grill, but we're good on that. Come on down. I'll hold it for 2 hours for you.
Okay.
And we can take a look at that.
Okay. About that skunk business,
sure.
And I'm sure your daughter meant well, but I think that's an old wives' tale, and she probably got the idea that if she watches the Brady Bunch, they had an episode like that.
Why do you think I had to hang one of those pine tree fresheners in there? You ever see skunk smell and pine smell mixed together?
Well, you know what? For $6,500, I'll put a damn clothespin on my nose.
And pink carpeting because from the tomato juice. Now, it does come with ice.
You say it's candy apple red anyway, right?
It sure is. So it kind of matches, especially breast cancer awareness and all that. Pink. All good. Just the grill is a little messed up. You may have to pick a few white and black hairs out of it, but it's all right. I got most of it out. There's still some splatter on the front, but it's okay. Did not harm the paint that much. So we're good. We're good there.
That's understandable, but $6,500 for a 2018?
Yeah, cash. Now, it does come equipped standard ice-cold air. Ice-cold air.
Well, that's good to have.
Yeah, you're going to have to get it looked at.
You know, the weather down here is almost a necessity.
Stifling. You're going to have to get it looked at, though.
Well, for $6,500.
Yeah, see, the thing is that a field mouse got into the air conditioning unit, you know, the big barrel thing underneath, that the blower, and
yeah, well, like an air handler.
Yeah, and it had its babies, the little pinkies, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong, why the air wasn't blowing as hard as I would have liked. Mama field mouse is, you don't have to worry, and the pinkies got left inside there. But don't worry, I got the pine tree air freshener in there. It's got rid of most of the field mouse decay and the skunk smell, so we're good.
So
$6,500 cash, though, sir. I need cash.
No.
2018, 3,000 miles.
Well, that's why I got to have 2 hours. I got to go and see my brother-in-law. Well, you know, once he understands, I'm sure he'll be able to loan me some of it.
Okay, you don't mind. You don't mind that it comes with without the donut, the spare donut, do you?
No. But the skunk, or the mice. I mean, you clean them out already?
It eventually took care of itself.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I got you.
You know what I'm talking about. Took care of itself.
$6,500.
And
I'm pretty excited.
Yep. I can't take half down, half later. I need the full $65. And you don't mind that it doesn't have the donut.
Understandable. Hey, I understand where you're coming from. That's perfectly understandable. No, I think I can get the cash.
No donut in the trunk, though. No, because it's on the car.
I got AAA. So
that's good. It's on the back rear right tire.
This is a dream car. Because
back rear tire, the matching, you know, because I had the big high performance tires with the raised lettering and the white letters on it and all that.
Yeah.
It's got three
else.
Of those now and a donut.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
So that, but still, for $6,500, you can't go wrong with that.
Well, yeah, just some minor skunk damage.
Yep. It runs on regular gas, although, you know, you could put the mid-level or premium in it once you get the fuel lines checked.
So is this a V6 or a
V8? A V8. You can put the regular gas, but higher octane might be better. But you got to get the fuel line checked because my ex-wife put sugar in the gas tank.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I tried to turn it over and let it run for about an hour, but it kind of like fed into the fuel injection and then stalled. That's why I can't bring it up to Murdoch for you. You have to come down to Cape Coral. I've got it out back by the woods. Boy, that weather we had the other day tore the hell out of that ragtop. Don't worry about it, though. It's still a new ragtop. I don't know if it's under warranty because I didn't have it garaged. But it's all right.
Yeah.
The motor still works up and down. Well, it works up.
But you have to push
it down.
I suppose when you were trying to run the sugar out of there, probably the filters and whatnot probably caught most of it, didn't it?
What filters? I took those out. I figured don't clog it any worse. Leave it running and see what happens. And the gas filter, they said that shot and that ruined everything. Something about a catalytic converter. But don't worry about it. This is 2018. Most of it. Candy apple red. Most of it's candy apple red. I parked it, and when the ragtop ripped from a falling limb, it also got sap all over the car. I had my son, you talk to him. I had him try to, buff it out. It took it right down to the primer. And my God, I didn't know that it was that. They say something about a clear coat. Well, that shot on the thing. But $6,500 cash. It's a beautiful 2018, 3,000 miles Mustang convertible. I need you quickly as possible. You buying this car?
Well,
look, you called me. I didn't call you. You buying the car. It's got a little bit of smell. The AC don't work the way it should, and a sugar in the gas tank. And if you don't mind the donut on the back rear right tire, high performance, we're all good. And the torn ragtop.
A 2018.
It's a 2018, and the interior is tomato juice pink.
Okay.
All right.
And,
I can count on you when? 2 hours?
I'm reading here.
Yes or no?
You got the cameras, the backup cameras,
the GPS, CD player,
and all that?
It's got a CD player in there. It sure does have a CD player in there. You just try to get the CD that's in there out, and it'll work as good as new, I'm sure.
Why don't you come down and see
the car? Why don't you come down and see the car, Jackball? Hey,
I don't think there's a need for...
Who in their right mind, Dave, would sell a 2018 Ford Mustang convertible with all the bells and whistles on it for $6,500? Are you that big of a rube? You didn't call anybody. You called the radio station, you stooge. Well, it's $6,500, and you're asking, does it have the CD player, the backup player, and all that stuff? Who in their right mind would sell a $6,500 2018 Ford Mustang? The things are $40,000. Huh? Answer me.
Well, you idiot. All I really need to know is the address.
Sure, I'll give it to you. That's Northeast 27th Place. Apartment 3.
Okay. There's 2 hours, you say.
2 hours, there's no such place. Go ahead. Keep driving. Keep driving. Make sure you top that tank off with gas. Fill it up because you're going to be driving around Cape Coral a long time.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you.
You were breaking up a little bit.
Yeah.
Something about a radio station?
Yeah. Yeah. You're on the radio.
Okay, so the CD player works and the radio works.
Perfectly. Idiot. You idiot boob. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. We'll get you updated on traffic here in just a second. Mark Haney and the news coming up. Got a little bit more detail for you on the upcoming Queen movie premiere, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, we're the stars of that, aren't we?
We're going to be there.
But we're the stars.
I don't know about that.
That's probably because we're the handsomest that they want us there.
Yeah, our secret admirer. The premiere that we're going to be hosting on November 1st, that's a Thursday, day before the national release of Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen movie. We're going to show the film at the Paragon Pavilion in Naples.
It's great.
Right there at the Mercato.
Mm-hmm.
Leather reclining seats to see the movie. And we've got your tickets. It's going to be a special. You got to win your way into the movie. It's going to be 96K Rock listeners in that movie theater for the premiere of the Queen film Bohemian Rhapsody at the Paragon Pavilion. It doesn't get any more high class than that. So keep listening.
That's how we roll.
Take a look. There's a picture right there of the Paragon.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, it's super nice. Super nice. Yeah. November 1st,
if you haven't
been
there, you got no idea how nice it is.
It's what living's all about. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay. Estero. Crash. South Tamiami Trail and Corkscrew Road. Working that one. And this is about the fourth hit and run that has shown up on the board today. It's in Bonita Beach, or I'm sorry, Bonita Springs, on Bonita Beach Road, right by the Home Depot. Somebody just texted me. All the hit and runs going on? Guess who's making their way back to Southwest Florida early this year? The Boyds, the Snow Boyds. And thus, the hit and runs. Because the philosophy, if you're over 65 and you're in a car accident, you hit somebody. What is it, Haney?
Hey.
Roll them up and lock them. I don't care. You're not going to go and discuss what it just happened with somebody. They roll them up, they lock them, and you can't get to them.
And they don't talk to anybody.
Nope. Oh, there you go. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is Nightly News. With Tom Brokaw in New York, Roger Mudd in Washington, and commentary by John Chancellor.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday.
Rocktober
17th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
I don't want anybody to get confused. The Paragon is across the street from the Mercado. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Just know where that is. It's not in the Mercado. It's across the street from the Mercado in Naples, Florida, USA.
Okay, then you got it wrong.
Yeah, it's the Paragon Pavilion.
Across the street.
From the Mercado.
But.
Luxury.
Yes.
Huge leather reclining seats.
Well done.
Thank you.
Nobody will remember that.
Nope. It's the way most things are. When you do something good, they forget it. It's only the bad.
Yep. Nobody remembers Juice Newton.
Nope.
Time now for some things you didn't know.
All right.
Jennifer Lopez.
That's Jenny from the Block.
J-Lo.
Yeah.
Was the first woman to have a number one movie and album in the same week. Now, I will admit to you, I could not name you one Jennifer Lopez song.
No, I don't know any Jennifer I've seen her in a few movies.
It was in 2001. The movie was The Wedding Planner, and the album was J-Lo.
Right.
Old-time basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain.
Look at the numbers, my friend. One of the greatest basketball players ever to lace up Converse All-Stars.
This will give you some idea of how great. Wilt Chamberlain scored 60 points or more 32 times in his NBA career.
Mm-hmm.
No one else has ever done it more than five times. There are two players that have done it five times.
Jordan's got to be one of them.
Check.
Kobe.
Check.
Let me tell you something. I got to see as a little kid Wilt Chamberlain play. I got to see as a little kid Wilt Chamberlain walk by me as he was going into the locker room. There was not... Tall is one thing. I'm going to use this as an example. You and I were in Vegas at a De La Hoya fight, and Magic Johnson was there. Magic's 6'5", but he's huge.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look just 6'5", skinny and tall. He occupied a lot of space.
Well, it's like when the Big Show came in here.
Wilt Chamberlain occupied so much space. Now, your ballers today will say, oh, well, he didn't play in an era where there were good players, Bill Russell. That's why he had such great numbers. I'll tell you right now, Wilt Chamberlain was so good, he could play in any generation and dominate. The guy was great.
Without question. This is something I am sad to learn. Historians now tell us there is no evidence that actual Vikings ever wore helmets with horns on top.
Yeah, that's what they say. I think you know differently.
Well, it's what I believe. It's my truth.
Yeah, exactly. Are you going to tell them that's not true? No.
Because it's my truth.
Yep.
And you can't argue with that.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm looking across the studio through the glass, and there's two hipsters.
Well,
we've
got our producer Junior and our good friend Tuck stop by.
Two hipsters.
They're good boys.
Sure they are. How many times when Tuck was here working did he get mad at us?
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
He'd call us backwards.
Yeah,
Yeah.
You know, and both of them play with their beards. Both are, a lot of, You know, like they're thinking. They're deep thinkers.
But, you know, they're the type of guys that beards don't look right on.
It doesn't. They're, both of them should cop a shave.
See, it's all right for Junior, but I think if Tuck would shave, it would be life-changing.
It would be. His life would change for the better.
You know, his hair is so good, it looks like a toupe.
Yep. Yep.
Doesn't it?
It's permanent press.
He has excellent hair. It looks fake.
Gust of wind doesn't even move it.
Nope.
Is that real cream?
Don't overdo it.
Just a little dab.
What is the biggest stadium in the world?
It's got to be a soccer stadium, and it's not in the United States.
It is not in the United States. And they do clarify this. Other venues may have bigger one-time events. This is based on standard capacity. The biggest stadium in the world is... Rungrado 1st of May Stadium in beautiful downtown Pyongyang, North Korea.
We can't get tickets.
It has over 114,000 seats, and it's always sold out.
Yep, for some reason.
There's a lot of audience participation and
required participation. Yeah. That beautiful, beautiful stadium right there on the river.
Now, you don't have to go.
It would be in your best interest if you went.
but if you don't, they'll kill you.
Yep.
There's a new study out today that tells us the exact age where life finally gets easier.
Are we there yet?
It's in our rearview mirror.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking myself, when does life get easier?
Well, why don't I tell you? The study found that people are stressed out in their 20s for good reason.
Come on.
Trying to start a career.
Yeah.
Saving money.
Sure.
Dating.
Yeah.
People in their 30s, well, they're trying to move up in the career.
Yeah.
You know, they got a family to think about.
That's right.
Then in your early 40s, you worry about things like finding a work-life balance.
What?
Your relatives getting older and trying to plan for the future.
So then I think we're coming to it then. It hasn't hit yet.
No, we've passed it.
What are you talking about?
At age 44, exactly,
yeah,
things finally turn around and you get everything squared away. And you can relax and enjoy.
Things weren't that great for me at 44.
Nope.
44?
According to the study, people's favorite things about being in their 40s are going on nice vacations.
What?
Earning decent money.
What?
Having a nice car and finally knowing what's worth worrying about. Now, they say the best thing about being in your 50s...
Yeah, what?
...is that you no longer care what anyone thinks.
I'll agree with that. I don't give a rat's ass.
But I never have.
No, you turned old early.
I did.
You did. I know that.
And the best thing about being in your 60s is the mythical retirement...
And that's what it is, mythical.
No, our parents were the last generation to be able to retire.
Yep, and even that was iffy for some.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at the guy who's bagging your groceries at the grocery store. Shouldn't he be enjoying his retirement?
Well, he has to keep his dignity, so he'll tell you he just likes to keep busy, and he likes the people.
Right, we know the truth.
Best thing about being in your 60s is retiring, getting to enjoy your paid-off house, and your grandchildren.
What the hell?
Fantasy land.
it's effing dream world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. You know, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
And that's true on any day you say it.
Yeah.
But with Halloween coming up every year, I think to myself, whatever can be converted to pumpkin spice must have been done by now.
Tuck likes a lot of pumpkin spice stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know he's a pumpkin spicer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Peter, pumpkin eater.
Mm-hmm.
And every year I'm proven wrong, because I'll do it to something else.
Something else.
And the example today comes to us from Buffalo Wild Wings and their new pumpkin spice chicken wings. Mm-mm. The wings are covered in a, quote, barbecue pumpkin ale sauce.
Stop it. Just stop it. That's just... Mm-mm.
But unfortunately, as delicious as it sounds, they're only available till the end of the month.
Yeah, look at them. There's a picture of smothered in the pumpkin spice.
Smothered in barbecue pumpkin ale sauce.
What the hell?
Pumpkins are meant for pies and nothing else.
Yep.
And you still need a lot of whipped cream.
Yep. They're in the gourd family.
A woman named Julie in England was recently trying to sell some furniture online.
Okay.
But did not realize, as she was photographing the furniture,
I gotta see this.
And on certain pieces of furniture, they were reflective or had mirrors, and that mirror shows that Julie was taking the photos nude.
Why?
Someone pointed this out to her. She informed her daughter, Sophie, who then informed the world about it. It's gone viral, and no word on whether or not it's been an effective sales tool for Julie to move the furniture.
You got the picture of that? Let's see what... Well, if she's got a daughter who's old enough to go and make it go viral, I don't know that I want to see this. Wait a second.
You got to blow it way up.
Blow it right, like, where?
Right there in the middle. That rack.
Really? Hold on a second.
Wait. Yeah. Thanks for the memories.
Jeez, I think that's a...
That's a hoax.
That's not real.
Yeah, that's a hoax. All right, go ahead and hit it.
Yeah. Well, let me sit down.
Yeah, take the load off.
Yeah.
Take your shoes off. Yeah. Stay a while.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, there are certain things that you would think everyone knows. Mm-hmm. Like, don't mess with a four-year-old when it comes to hide and seek.
Yeah, and don't tug on Superman's cape.
You don't spit into the wind.
Yep.
You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger.
Yeah, and you don't mess around with Slim.
I don't bun it up, beep, beep, dee, dee, doo. There's a 24-year-old gent named Jesse Vaughn Lawson. He lives in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Jesse is what law enforcement calls a fugitive, with an outstanding warrant for burglary and receiving stolen property.
Oh, gee.
Earlier this month, the police went to his girlfriend's apartment to try to find him. The girlfriend helpfully said she hadn't seen him in about a week. But her four-year-old son had a different story. According to the police report, when the four-year-old found out why the cops were there, he got all excited and wanted to see the policeman and helpfully told them, quote, he's in the electric. Come on, I'll show you.
Mm-hmm.
And he led the cops straight to Jesse's hiding place. Jesse was arrested and hit with additional charges for flight to avoid apprehension and... Get this one.
What?
Twisting the knife. Endangering the welfare of a child. You're
darn right. That child in that house. Look at
he looks like just a dunce.
Yeah. Not a bright boy. See, he'd be like the kind of kid that would want to join into a group with Junior and Tuck, but they wouldn't let him because he's not smart enough.
He's the kid where his special teacher would be telling the police he has a very bright future.
Yeah, very bright future. He's just got to grow an Abe Lincoln beard.
No. I'm going to tell you right now, Jesse Lawson has no future. It's only going to get worse from here.
Look at him.
Dum-diddy-dum-diddy-diddy-dum-dum.
Look at this mugshot. He still doesn't know why it's being taken.
Nope.
Has no clue.
All I did was stole some stuff. You dick.
Before we do the outro, because there's always the Mr. Not Necessarily's out there. What did you say was the pumpkin spice thing at Buffalo Wild Wings? What did you say? Buffalo Wild Wings now has what?
Pumpkin spice chicken wings. The wings are covered in a, quote, barbecue pumpkin ale sauce.
Evidently does not like us calling it pumpkin. They are actually pumpkin spice.
Oh,
pumpkin spice.
I see.
Wings, not pumpkin.
Boy, we're lucky we got smart people like that to fix us. Jesus. And that's the news for today, Wednesday,
Droctober.
Yeah.
17th.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is. Little Marky Haney telling it like it is.
Actually, it is pumpkin spice chicken wings.
Yeah!
So it's not pronounced pumpkin?
I can't believe that. Pumpkin.
I always thought it was pumpkin.
Yeah. You little pumpkin.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, pumpkin.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Do I have egg on my face?
Jason,
do you
Todd,
like eggs?
I like eggs.
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 No, eggs.
Eggs.
It's pronounced eggs.
Actually, it's pronounced eggs.
Oh.
Just thought I'd let you guys know.
Thanks. Yeah!
Thanks, pumpkin.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. Oh, you gotta be shit me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending the afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Roger Marley will be coming in at 6 o'clock, and he will have the 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you a thou. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we'll start in North Fort Myers. Crash, Pondella Road and Orange Grove Boulevard, right by the laundromat. Fort Myers, crash, Global Parkway right at Headpins. Here we go, Lehigh Acres. Wouldn't you know it, hit and run.
How many is that today?
That's about six. Lee Boulevard at the Walmart Supercenter. And one more for you, Lehigh Acres, crash, Connecticut Road and Calvin Coolidge Avenue. And you are up to date.
He was over 2 axe handles tall. He was arrow straight and thin. He was rough and he was tougher than a gnarled old hickory limb. In the War of 1812, Andrew Jackson got that name.
That's right.
His soldiers gave it to him forever to remain.
Great man.
Andrew Jackson was a soldier, about as soft as old cement. When he had a thing or two to say, folks knew just what he meant. Lots of big men tried to break him, but never was he bent. Old Hickory Andrew Jackson, our 7th president. Hickory's eyes were bright and blue, and they searched for truth and right. And when they didn't see it, there would likely be a fight.
Damn right.
Yeah.
If old Hickory didn't like a thing someone had done or said, he coolly looked them in the eye, then hit them on the head.
Yes!
Andrew Jackson was a soldier, about as soft as old cement. When he had a thing or two to say, folks knew just what he meant.
Sure did.
Lots of big men tried to break him, but never was he bent. Old Hickory Andrew Jackson, our 7th president. From From the lonely piney woods he came, and he seemed to always yearn to go back home to Tennessee, his home once more return. He called his place the Hermitage, and contentedly he sighed. That's where Andrew Jackson, Old Hickory, finally died. Andrew Jackson was a soldier, about as soft as old cement. When he had a thing or two to say, folks knew just what he meant. Lots of big men tried to break him, but never was he bent. Old Hickory, Andrew Jackson, our seventh president. Andrew Jackson was a soldier, about as soft as old cement. When he had a thing or two to say, folks knew just what he meant. Lots of big men tried to break him, but never was he bent. Old Hickory, Andrew Jackson, our seventh president. Old Hickory, Andrew Jackson, our seventh president.
We teach the children.
We try.
Time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
But I love weather people. I like weather people because they got to make it seem like what they're doing is important. They're on the news. So they got their storm tracker, their AccuWeather, their Doppler radar. Just tell us what to wear. Can you just tell us? Sweater. Just say sweater, say corduroy, say chiffon, whatever is appropriate. I like when the guy scrolls the radar. Let's show you what's coming through the area. I'm going to show you. Let me back that up. You see? Do you see what's happening there? Do you see? No, I don't see. I don't understand. No more numbers. Just clothes. Tell us the clothes. I used to live in L.A. Doing weather out there, those people, horrible, because the weather never changes. They just come out same. It's the same. Back to you, Bill. Same tomorrow. I'm not coming in. This is stupid. I don't want to do this.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Why do you keep waving at me?
Some guy's calling. He says that you're selling a 2018 Mustang for $6,500.
What? How much?
$6,500. I don't know.
And he's on the line.
Yeah, he's on hold right now.
Sure. I'm selling a 2018.
Yeah, 2018.
Sure. I'm selling a 20 for $6,500. Sure. I'll take the call. Hello.
Hi, I'm sorry if I caught you at work. I was just talking to your son.
Yes.
I'm calling about the ad for the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. So you saw the which publication did you see the ad in, sir?
I just saw it in the shopper. They just dropped it in the driveway this afternoon. I was looking over, and I don't know if I. First of all, I apologize if I'm wasting your time, but
I just got home from work, and yes, my son, he's a good boy. Yeah, he just got done with school, and where you know he's getting ready to do his homework, and
sure.
And you call.
Sure, but in the shopper,
yes, sir.
Because I'll tell you, if this is for real, I'm all over it. It's got you selling a 2018 Mustang convertible with all the bells and whistles. Mm-hmm. For $6,500.
That's correct. Are you interested?
Absolutely, I'm interested.
I have the car. It's only got about 3,000 miles on it, and I realize that I have to get rid of it. And it is. It's a beauty. It's the 2018 convertible.
That's outstanding.
Yep.
Yes, I want the car.
All right. Sounds good. And your name?
Dave.
Dave. Hey, Dave. All right, Dave. You saw it in the shopper. I had it both in the news press, and I had it in the breeze, and I had it in the shopper. And, boy, was I getting a lot of calls on this thing. And you're like the 10th person that's called in the last half hour.
And nobody's taking the car?
No, nobody wants it. And I tell them right exactly what it is. It's got 3,000 miles on it. It's a 2018 ragtop. And I'm first 6,500 cash takes it.
Okay, I see in your ad you're in Cape Coral. I'm
sure
in Murdoch.
Oh, man, you got a little bit of a drive. You got to head south just a little bit. But for $6,500, you'll head south a little bit. It's a beautiful car. Yeah, just a couple of things.
And you're selling it for $6,500.
Yeah, because the smell's gone now.
Oh.
The smell is gone.
So is I guess for $6,500, there'd have to be something wrong with
there's nothing wrong with it. About 6 weeks
ago. You say?
About 6 weeks ago, I was taking it down down a side road here in Cape Coral. You know, we got so many side roads around here. And, I hit a skunk. It went right up into the grill.
Goodness.
And you know that skunk smell. It went right up into the grill. And
of all the luck.
Yeah, but we took care of it. For the most part, the skunk smell is gone, and very little damage to the grill.
Oh,
you ever turn 15-pound skunk, mama skunk, go hit that grill? Woo! And I tell you, and all those glands let loose. But
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
But you say the smell is gone, but you still want to let it go for $65.
Thank God. Thank God for my little girl, my little daughter.
I have one of my own. Something.
She read online, get that skunk smell out, you got to use that tomato juice. And she massaged that tomato juice all into the plush carpeting and all underneath and all that. So it's all good tomato juice on that tan carpeting that matches the rag top. And she got it all in there. And so there is the carpeting is not exactly like showroom. It's got tomato juice stains on it. But you don't have to worry about that. It's blended in pretty good. The smell's gone because I went I don't know if you ever go to, like, the auto parts store. They got the pine tree refreshener there. The air freshener thing. I got that hanging in there. So it kind of got rid of most of the skunk smell and the tomato juice smell. So $6,500, the little minor damage on the grill, but we're good on that. Come on down. I'll hold it for 2 hours for you, and we can take a look at that.
Okay. About the skunk business,
sure.
And I'm sure your daughter meant well, but I think that's an old wives' tale, and she probably got the idea that if she watches the Brady Bunch, they had an episode like that.
Why do you think I had to hang one of those pine tree fresheners in there? You ever see skunk smell and pine smell mixed together?
Well, you know what? For $6,500, I'll put a damn clothespin on my nose.
And pink carpeting, because from the tomato juice.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.